glad you're here. Hope you had a good weekend. If not, as I like to say, most of us will have a chance to do better next weekend. Up first with us tonight, and as is the case the third Monday of each month, Tex Mars, who is an extraordinary American patriot by any measure, and we're very pleased to have the honor and opportunity to spend time with him. Hi, Tex. Welcome back. How are you?
Jeff, just great. Glad to be with you again.
How hot is it down there?
Well, I think we've had our eighth straight over 100 day here in Central Texas.
Jeez.
Oh, I tell you, we're just melting.
Yeah.
Everybody's landscape is turning brown, and it's the monster. But listen, I want to tell you something. I've got some hot expose news for your audience today.
Right.
And I love your audience. I always get great, comments from your folks after I've been on your program. It's just a wonderful audience that really, they're not deceived. I'm on a lot of radio shows, and the people are just so shocked, like the old Casablanca movie, shocked.
Yeah.
But your audience, I think, are intelligent. They're a cut above. I've got some big things to tell them today, and I'm looking forward to it.
Let me add to that and tell you that in my humble opinion, they are the best that probably has ever been assembled for a talk radio program. And they are open-minded. They want to listen. They don't pass judgment. They're not cult followers. They are real thinking Americans, and they represent, I think, the finest of what's left of this country, and I thank you for mentioning that.
Well, they're open-minded, but that doesn't mean they accept everything, does it?
No.
They evaluate things.
Yep.
They're judgmental in that sense. I mean, from a good capacity.
Well, that's called processing data, and that's what we're here for.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, here's the first thing I'd like to tell you. The story of Anthony Weiner is old news by now, of course. But I'd like for you to have a first exclusive on this one, my investigation of this. Man, that's very interesting things. First of all, Yuma Ebadan, the wife, so-called, of Anthony Weiner, is not his wife. They were never married. It's a big hoax. They've never been married.
Too funny.
It's really great. Yuma is a lesbian. Even the press, they call her Hillary Clinton's body woman.
Yeah, sure. I know.
Now, for 15 years, she's been with Hillary. They lived together. She doesn't live with this guy. It was Bill and Hillary Clinton's idea 3 years ago to have her married. A lesbian woman needs a man, a beard, they call.
Is that what they call him? I'm behind the times here. They need a beard?
A beard. And by the way, he's a homosexual himself, which is quite an interesting thing, since he seemed to be after these women sending them the dirty pictures.
Yeah.
But in fact, there are now new photos that have come out with him and another man naked, embracing each other in a nice, passionate embrace.
Well, I hate to say it, but
college days, everybody used to laugh at this guy as a weird, flamboyant homosexual, and that's what he is.
Yeah. Well,
married. Let's see. In fact, I have the wedding date here is July of 2010, and all of it was to cover up. They had chosen Weiner for bigger things, and so it was decided that Hillary. It became a big embarrassment for her, and so they decided to marry the homosexual. Sort of like Lisa Minnelli. Remember when she married that guy and he was a big homo and she's a lesbian?
Oh, Liza Minnelli, yeah.
Liza Minnelli, I'm sorry, yeah. Liza Minnelli. This is what they do, and they tried to cover it up. In 1996, Yuma Ebadan went to the White House. She does not even, as far as I can tell, have a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
She attended George Washington University, which is different from graduated. She was taken into the White House as intern and assigned to Hillary. So while Bill was plucking, let's just call it that, Monica Lewinsky, the Mossad had another agent working for him there in Yuma Ebadan. And she is, in fact, a Mossad agent. She came, actually, to the United States from Saudi Arabia, where her mom was a Pakistani working there, being paid very handsomely to be an intelligence analyst for the Israeli Mossad, assigned to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. But Yuma came to the United States, and she attended, not graduate from George Washington University. And then in 1996, she became Hillary's body woman. And they've been living together as lesbian and I guess you wouldn't call it wife or whatever they call it, significant other. But it was decided, there's a little conference that was held, and in 2010, after Hillary had been the Secretary of State about a year, it got so embarrassing, all of the rumors, and especially, it's interesting, because she's a partial Pakistani citizen, Jeff, Huma was in the newspapers all the time in Pakistan as this Pakistani woman who is Hillary Clinton's lesbian live-in, stablemate. So they decided to marry her with somebody, and Wiener was being embarrassed because he was having, let's just say, too many sessions at the house gym. You know, you know what I'm saying. He was caught in so many compromising situations in the house gym, from what I get to report, that they decided to marry him. Now, here's the problem. They didn't want to marry each other. Huma couldn't stand this jerk. But the Clintons told her she had to. Now, they decided they would just have a charade and pretend they were married. You can find no pictures of the wedding. There was no wedding. The New York newspapers call it a mysterious marriage. And then when the reporters snuck around and tried to find out who officiated and who was there, they were told that Bill Clinton himself officiated. Yeah, the former president. Now, the problem with that is the state of New York came out, though, and said, that's not possible. Just because he's a former president does not make him authorized in the state of New York
to perform a marriage. Yeah.
To perform a marriage. You can't just say, I used to be president, I want to marry somebody, which it makes it weird anyway. So President Bill Clinton supposedly officiated at the marriage, which was held, which was a quote-unquote private ceremony in Long Island, New York. Now, here's the interesting thing. When all this stuff came out about Wiener, the homo, they decided, man, we're in real trouble if everybody finds out he's a homosexual. And everybody from Schumer to even the Republican House Speaker John Boehner knew all about this. So this was what Bill Clinton came up with to do this. Now, as I understand it, this is incredible, isn't it?
You couldn't make this up.
They decided to claim there was a baby, that she's pregnant.
Oh.
She's not pregnant. She and this guy have never lived one day together.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, they'll have them do a photo op walking down the streets of New York.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not pregnant at all. It's all a made-up lie.
Just like Sarah Palin. Just like Palin wasn't pregnant either.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. So this is a hoax. The Clintons did the whole thing, and Wiener was going to be, of course, rewarded. They were going to make him mayor. In fact, some were saying someday he will be president of the United States. And Huma, she's been slated to be U.S. Senator from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, they were going to make her governor of the state of New York. So she's been chosen, too. And both these jerks, Wiener and her, are Mossad agents.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, she can move in circles overseas
because
they can claim that she's a Muslim. This is yet another scam at another level of the whole thing.
They're damn good. I got to tell you that. They have penetrated, pardon the pun, they have penetrated every aspect of this government, and they own it through blackmail, bribery, threats, coercion, mirages of convenience. This is a riot. Bill Clinton performed.
Can you imagine they're claiming Bill Clinton officiated? And when asked where was the marriage at, they said, oh, it was at a private castle in Long Island. And there was only a small number group there. They didn't want a big audience. Oh yeah.
This is incredible. I don't know where you got this text, but it's priceless.
Just go on Google and type in the Huma Abedin Anthony Wiener marriage. Right. Then look at the images and see if you can find one picture. There is one that shows them in Central Park standing together.
Uh-huh.
Her dress is not even a wedding dress. And they claim, well, this was their marriage outfit.
Sure, that wasn't photoshopped in there? You never know.
It probably was, but
yeah.
it's not a wedding deal. So, I couldn't believe it when I found out all this stuff.
Oh, it's laughable. It is true. Hold on, we have to take a break. This is a riot. It's, the president, the current imposter in chief, has his male pal, his boy toy, Reggie Love, who flies along behind Air Force One in a private jet, taking care of, allegedly, the family dog. All right, well, we have homosexuality, perversion, and God only knows what at the highest levels and the lowest levels of this country's alleged government. Be right back with Tex Mars, amazing information. Okay, and remember, this is just what we know about. Imagine what's really going on. This is wild. This government is such a pushover. What a patsy government. What a flunky government for their Israeli Zionist masters. It's a joke. The ultra-top secret communication systems, remember, between the White House and the Pentagon, Air Force One and the Pentagon, all put in by Israeli corporations. Apparently American companies don't have the expertise to do that, so they awarded the contract to the Israelis. And they would never put any software backdoors in to monitor what's really going on, would they? This is so funny. Monica Lewinsky, obvious Mossad agent, asset, whatever you want to call her. Some would call her an ass something else, but that's another story. This is all so absurd, and I commend you, Tex, for putting it together. Huma for governor, Wiener for mayor, Governor Huma and Mayor Wiener. That just has a certain ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And there's Bill. Can't you just see Bill Clinton officiating at the marriage? I mean, what kind of book would he read from? You know, is it one?
Oh, Hustler, marriage? Hustler magazine.
Hustler magazine. Yeah, it's sort of, this reminds me of Barack Obama having to retake the presidential oath, and the second time around they didn't have the Bible.
I know. And also remember how Obama's signing documents with the auto pen, not by hand?
Yes, isn't that incredible?
Well,
you know, I President, in my book, Codex Magic, I think it is, I quote Bill Clinton. He was giving a speech over in Ireland. And he said, you know, this is an actual quote, you know, it's possible that a president could be a virtual president and continue operating the government and nobody would ever know the difference. A virtual president, that's a computer animation.
Absolutely, sure. A virtual president.
Well, I thought this was incredible. When I did this discovery and I found these things out, it was so amazing to me. Especially about Anthony Weiner being a flamboyant homosexual since his college days. And they say he used to oil his body and wear rubber short pants without anything else on and show up at parties with an oiled body and just wearing rubber pants. But it's interesting. Now, I'm going to speculate on this. This item here, I'm going to say now, Jeff, I must say I have not yet got the full scoop on. But I believe what happened here, you know, they only married 11 months ago, Huma and Wiener. Well, you know, she never showed up while he was making all his admissions and press conferences. She was too busy to come and stand by her man, you know. But it's sort of interesting to me that Wiener, this information came out where they, quote-unquote, accidentally, you know, sent the image of him showing the bulge down there.
Yeah.
And this is where it all came out. Now, actually, I'm going to tell you what I believe. Because Wiener is being known, and there was fixing to be some big investigative exposés come out about his homosexuality, they decided to make him look like a real ladies' man. And so I believe this was done on purpose, and I think this was Bill Clinton's advice to Anthony, make everybody think you're a ladies' man by putting out these naughty pictures. Now, they never, you know, on his Facebook page. Now, they never realized it would get this far. But I believe it was done on purpose. Back in the days of the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, all the press began to call him limp-wristed. I don't know if you remember that. And the word got out that the senior Bush was in fact, a homosexual.
Well, he's a swinger, as they say.
Yeah, a swinger. Now, to quell the rumors, they decided to put out a fake report from the Bush White House that he had been having an affair with a female assistant. And I don't know if you remember that or not, but one of the female gals that was on his staff that flew on Air Force One, they put that out. And then they had a CNN reporter ask him about that at a news conference. And George Herbert Walker Bush just, he expressed his outrage that anybody would accuse him and his wonderful Jennifer, I think her name was Jennifer, on his staff of having an affair. That's just horrible. He said, I won't even answer such a terrible question. But actually, he's the one who planted it. And that was so that there was no proof of it. It wasn't even true. But that the idea in people's mind would say he can't be a homosexual. Homosexual because look,
he's having an affair with a woman.
With Jennifer,
yeah,
his
sure.
assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they thought this would take care of Anthony, but everything sort of backfired on him. It seems like.
Well, Anthony blew it. Whoops. No pun intended there. Sorry. couldn't resist. Mayor Wiener and Governor Huma. It's got a lovely lilt to it, doesn't it? These people are so disgusting the way they plan this crap out, and then they do whatever they want. It would have happened had he not stumbled. It could have.
Oh, it could have. Now, Huma has been making less than $40,000 a year. Her official title is Deputy Chief of Staff. But she's been wearing these fancy designer clothes, Oscar de la Renta, just Prada.
Well, Hillary has fun dressing her.
That's it. That's her toy girl when she dresses her.
She even
knows the fashion. They did a whole spread of fashion on her in Vogue magazine. Now, I find this interesting because Vogue magazine is the same magazine that did a fashion spread on Hillary some years ago. And on the cover, Hillary was dressed in a Mao Zedong peasant's outfit.
She's a piece of work. She goes way back if you trace Hillary's career. We got to take a break here. Someone kindly sent me a picture, the alleged wedding picture of Huma and the Wiener strolling along in Huntington, New York, at the Oheka, the Oheka Castle in Huntington, New York. Have you seen this picture?
Oh, yes, I have. That's the one.
Same one.
She's not in a white dress. She's in
a very pretty, tasteful dress. Yeah.
It absolutely is, but there's nobody. Yeah. Notice there's nobody around them. There's no guests.
No.
They're all alone.
I actually think the dress would have looked pretty good on him, too, but that's another story. All right, hang on, gang. We'll be back in just a minute. Back with Tex. Only Tex had come up with something this amazing. It gets to the point where you just kind of scratch your head and say, how much more depraved can it get? And the answer comes back, I guess, a lot more. I mean, this will take some of the attention off Obama's bisexuality and the allegations therein, his and Rahm Emanuel's card-carrying membership in the oldest Chicago men's bathhouse is rather well known, and of course all the allegations from Larry Sinclair, the Reggie Love issue, which has raised more than a few eyebrows among the press corps, his best pal and buddy. But these marriages of arrangement have been going on for a long, long time. I'll go back to Rock Hudson. They married him off as well. There's another star who's still alive. I won't mention a name. He is married off as well and was alleged to be by people who were in the know, also by a lot of them. So this is nothing new. Sometimes they even live together. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, we mentioned Liza Minnelli. There was just a classic. They evidently did live together. They couldn't get along, even though each of them, the marriage was a cover. So I think the way they handled that with Huma Abedin and Anthony Wiener was they didn't even live together. So, you know, that sort of took care of that. And now, you believe me, they won't be living together anymore that, you know, Wiener has been disgraced. Hey, Jeff, there's another thing I'd like to let your folks know that I think is absolutely fascinating. It's in the financial area. It has to do with the run-up of oil prices and gasoline recently.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that was because of financial speculation by Goldman Sachs, Goldman Stanley, both of them owned by Rothschild Combine.
Of course.
But evidently, the oil, and I've known this for some time, American oil companies, not the not all the multinationals, but especially the independent refiners and oil companies in America, have been smarting for a long time because they've been blamed for this run-up in gasoline and oil prices.
Right.
Well, they decided that they're not going to play ball anymore and they're not going to take the heat. So Friday afternoon, the American Petroleum Institute, now notice this is the American Petroleum Institute, not the big multinationally owned group, which is the International Energy Group, they put out their report, and it said that the U.S. oil supply, the inventory of oil on hand, is the highest since 1980, 31 years ago. We have more oil that's in the that's not being used right now. It's stacking up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I am told that there's nowhere in America that the big oil storage tanks are not full to the brim.
Believe it.
And
sure.
The huge tankers run by General Maritime Corporation, Dry Ships
mm-hmm.
Corporation,
mm-hmm.
they are sitting in the seaports
mm-hmm.
Full up, and they're not moving. No one is ordering oil. The refineries in America are running at about 20% capacity, and most of them are up for sale. And the reason why, think about this. We've been told that the reason oil prices, gasoline prices have gone up is because of this great demand in the world. Oh, everybody's just using oil in China and India and everything. The fact is that with the second dip of this global recession now kicking in, nobody is using oil, and the American Petroleum Institute exposed the whole scam
uh-huh.
of the financial speculators. U.S. oil supplies have risen, it says, this is in the news Friday, still over the weekend, the highest level in over 31 years. We have more excess oil sitting around that nobody wants to buy
mm-hmm.
because the American people are not buying gasoline. And this summer, they're not. The hotels are suffering. The big entertainment centers are suffering. Las Vegas is suffering because people, it's just too expensive to go on these trips. Now, what happened was to punish the American Petroleum Institute, and the oil companies. Now, see, there's a difference between oil companies and the financial speculators that run up the price of oil. Everybody blames ExxonMobil or Chevron or one of these, you know, Sun Oil, but in fact, it's Wall Street, the Jewish bankers, that run up the price of oil.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's sort of interesting.
They do it every summer, though, Tex. It's a ritual. They wait until people want to travel, and they put the screws to them, and that's the name of the game.
But now it's the worst in 31 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting that today, this very morning, the Federal Trade Commission, of all people, not the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, nor the Securities Exchange Commission, but the Federal Trade Commission announced they were going to be investigating, guess who? Not the financial speculators who ran up the price of oil, but the petroleum industry.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now the oil companies are going to be investigated because they blew the whistle on the financial speculators.
Too funny.
So we're having corporate America and Wall Street Jewish bankers fighting each other, and I think that's pretty good.
It's pretty damned interesting. Here's another note. You mentioned our refinery capacity is running at about 20% of potential. The last brand new refinery was built in this country in 1976. We haven't built a refinery in over 35 years. Now, that's not a good sign. We should be building new refineries, even if we're not using them now, for such time when they keep playing this game of, oh, oil is short, then we have to raise the prices and all the supply and demand game. Lies. We need refineries here. The last one was 1976. What you say about oil is 100% correct. This is all manipulation. And to see these two entities go after each other is... it's really outrageously funny when you think about it. Thieves fighting each other.
Now, one of the things, Jeff, that's interesting is the oil in America is shipped. All the pipelines and so forth go into Cushing, Oklahoma, of all places. but right now, American oil actually is being shipped, it was until recently. Now nobody wants it. And that's why the price of American oil has been going down from $1.14 a barrel It's now selling about 92 or 93 a barrel today.
And it only costs a dollar a barrel to get it out of the ground, too.
One of the things the American Petroleum Institute blew the whistle on, they said U.S. Profits have increased more than 90% since the beginning of the year. Now, one of the things is that Red China, while we have not built one, you're absolutely correct, since I think it's 1976.
It was.
Red
it was
China
mainly,
has built 25 new refineries in the last 10 years alone.
Oh, yeah.
And America has been buying, up until recently, gasoline from Red China. Because they won't let us build it. And Red China, and of course what we now know, is that the oil from Iraq is being shipped by pipeline across Israel.
Yes.
Over into the Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. And the BP oil company in Rothschilds in Israel is getting all that oil, and it's being shipped to Red China and India. And then we are now being forced to buy much of our gasoline and everything from Red China.
Ah, hilarious. Just hilarious. I got to laugh. It is so evil and so manipulated. And once again, the looted American taxpayer is being bled even further. It's amazing. It's like the British middle class. There won't be anything left soon. What a joke. All right, gang, hold on. Back in a minute. Back with Tex, and if you scroll to the third page of that story about Huma and the Wiener's wedding, it says, Huma's wedding gown was custom designed by Oscar De La Renta. And if you look just before that of the text, it says, being a political power couple comes with just one setback. Quote, our schedules are so busy, Huma said, that we don't have time for a honeymoon.
That's great, isn't it?
A power couple.
A power couple. It's just absolutely astonishing.
We got a Huma the Dyke and a gay wiener. Now this is
a gay wiener.
This is occupying America's news. You see, this is we're killing people in Afghanistan, Iraq, all over the Middle East. We're fighting illegal wars. We have an illegal president, and America is looking at this horrible, tawdry, despicably gutter-ridden soap opera, and reveling in it. That's where we've gone, though. It's People Magazine in the trash. And anyway, that's it.
Well, but our media know a lot of this, but of course, you know,
they don't want to lose their jobs.
They're going to lose their jobs. Now, here's the third expose. I promised you more, Jeff. Did I not?
Man, you're just knocking us over tonight. Wow.
Oh, I'll tell you. Here's the third one. There are now 300,000 Chinese mining workers in Afghanistan. And the Americans have brought in over
300,000?
300,000 Chinese mining workers. I would love for your audience to Google up Chinese mining workers, Afghanistan. And you will find that the copper mines and aluminum mines, remember it was just announced this year, what had been supposedly secret before, that there was over $1 trillion worth of minerals in the ground of Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that the reason we're really in Afghanistan is to protect. We made a contract with Red China. They will go in, and they now have 300,000 workers. That's an amazing number.
That's stunning.
They have opened up both copper and aluminum, and you will actually see pictures of the mines being worked and gigantic stretches of land. Now, they also, according to the agreement, and this is a secret agreement I discovered, and I can't give you the source, but I'd like people just to Google what I do say and see what you can find. Now, here's the interesting thing. The Red Chinese said that they would buy equipment from America, and they have bought, oh my goodness, hundreds of millions of dollars of equipment from Caterpillar, earth-moving equipment.
Uh-huh.
They did not have any, so they, you know, companies making this kind of earth-moving equipment, so they have bought all these from Caterpillar. Now, the Chinese government registered a secret complaint with the American government recently. They said that the American soldiers are not doing a good enough job protecting the Chinese. They said the reason we're going to give you all this benefit, and they're giving, by the way, hundreds of millions of kickbacks to the Rothschild Comes always American Jews and Obama administration.
Yeah.
But the setup is we're not really fighting the Taliban. We're there to protect. Now, the people of Afghanistan, Karzai is getting huge kickbacks, the president there. The people are so angry because they're not getting any benefit, and they're seeing Chinese everywhere. Now, imagine, the press is not even reporting this.
Mm-hmm.
On the streets of Kabul, they say, you know, Chinese are everywhere buying up stuff when they get the little furloughs from their mines out of the boonies.
Right.
Now, at the same time, I'd like your fans on your program to Google up Chinese oil workers, Iraq, and you will see that they have over 100,000 Chinese now operating, working with Petrochina, the biggest oil company in China. It's the third largest in the world now, but China gets 90% of its oil from Iraq. And the Chinese workers that are there, the reason that we have 45,000 troops still left in Iraq is, of course, to protect the Chinese workers that are operating the pipelines. So this is a unknown situation. The Chinese their wealth just continues to grow,
right?
And that's because Rothschild and the other Jews now have brought huge estates and mansions in Beijing.
They have, I know. A lot of Western magnates are buying land over there. You bet. Yep.
And the Red Chinese are cooperating with them. This is our Red China. See, we once thought that Red China was so rich because they were selling America all these goods from furniture to trinkets. But in fact, it's the oil. It's the oil they're coming in. Iraq is the world's second largest oil producer. And China and the Jews, in combination, are running the whole thing. You remember when Jonathan Pollard, the Jewish spy here in America, when he stole over 10,000 top secret documents.
Did more damage than any other spy we know about. That's what was said at the
time. That's right. All of those top secrets and our military secrets, you'll remember he gave them to the Mossad, but the Mossad gave them to Red China.
Not a surprise. By the way, Iraq
has been in bed with Red China since Mao Zedong took power. In fact, the two people, he had two key Jews. This is in my book now, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Mao Zedong's media in China from the very beginning, back in 1949, I think, when he took power, was run by a Jew, and his financial house was run by a Jew. So think of the media, think of Mao Zedong, dictator of Red China, but all of his media and propaganda organs were managed by a Jew, from the West, and so was his banking and financial group.
Amazing.
So Mao Zedong basically was a puppet of the Jews.
Uh-huh, even back then. There's more oil in Iraq, by the way, than there is in any other country in the Middle East. That was a big secret. That was whispered about before the first Gulf War broke out. I knew it. Several people knew it who were paying attention. Huge. More oil in Saudi Arabia, hands down. So they just knocked off a country, annihilated it, homogenized it, destroyed it to get the oil. And what they got was the world's number one open and obvious source of good, high-quality crude oil reserves. By the way, the world, as you know, folks, is sitting on oil. We have no shortage, never could, never would. It's just not possible. But we're playing the game like there is a potential for a shortage, and so we're grabbing what we can. That's very interesting material. Amazing. By the way, I wonder how many Chinese workers there are in South America, and especially in Africa. Africa has been a very high priority target of the Chinese for several decades now, and they've made enormous moves in there. In Zimbabwe, for example, formerly Rhodesia, the Chinese are heavily invested there. So they're looking at the resources there. HIV, of course, was invented to depopulate southern Sahara, sub-Saharan Africa, the whole thing, not just the southern Sahara. All of sub-Saharan Africa was supposed to be depopulated. It didn't work as fast or as effectively as it was supposed to, but it was a man-made weapon. They wanted to strip away the people, leave a skeleton crew there, no pun intended there either, to get to the resources, because Africa is loaded with resources.
You know, you're so right, Jeff, and You know, in Liberia, in Africa, is along with Zimbabwe and some other countries, but Liberia has incredible diamond mines. And they're called blood diamonds because, as you know, so many Africans have been slain to get these diamonds.
Right.
Israel just happens to be the number one diamond merchant country in the world. But there are no diamonds that are mined in Israel. They all come from Africa, but they end up in the vaults and the banks of the Israelis
mm-hmm.
in Tel Aviv.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell these diamonds throughout the world. And then, of course, the United States in New York City is one of the top diamond centers of the whole world. Recently, I discovered and I exposed this, that a man who goes around in the United States claiming that the Vatican and the Jesuits are the real
culprits. Oh, please.
Of the world conspiracy.
I'm so sick of that canard. Yeah.
Well, that guy, as it turns out, is a diamond merchant who frequently goes
yeah.
to Israel and
yep.
arranges to receive diamonds.
Yeah, when that was exposed, that solved that riddle real quick. Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
I was the one who exposed that, by the way.
Congratulations. Well done. That needed
it was
to be.
Great.
That...
It was, you know, it's fun to expose these people. And some people say, well, how could you smile? Well, my goodness gracious.
That guy was attacking me, smearing me, defaming me and others, and getting away with it.
He didn't come to find out that he had a secret company
yeah.
operating in the United States selling diamonds.
Yep.
And he was working with the Jews from Israel.
Funniest thing. Yeah, well, that whole Jesuit thing is a lie and a complete misdirected effort. It's not misdirected. It's an effort to misdirect you into thinking that the Jesuits are really the power. Look, it's all traceable to the City of London Rothschild banking dynasty, period. End of story. Done.
Absolutely.
Done.
Well, I that's why I so much appreciate Rents.com. I'm going to say it again, Jeff, and you know, we don't operate in any way financially together.
No.
We're totally separate and independent. Here's the only link that you and I have. We love the truth, and I love exposing these people who I believe are responsible for so many millions of lives lost. Even in the Middle East right now, America's fighting five separate wars that we know of, and we're paying for all of them, not Europe, but us. And meanwhile, the clamor has been growing on Capitol Hill in Washington to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Right.
Now, we're going to starve out the elderly here in America and even the young people that have been contributing just to keep these five horrible wars, deadly, bloody wars going to build a greater Israel and an oil empire for the Jewish elite of the Illuminati. I think this is so disgusting. I cannot tell you. I hate the Congress of the United States is in the pockets of Israel, and they're all proposing, they're saying, we've got to cut the deficit, too
uh-huh.
much red ink.
Yeah.
But they never say that they will cut 1 cent from the military budget, and I'm a former Air Force officer. I want a strong military, but we've spent $5 trillion fighting Israel and oil wars in the Middle East, and I'm thinking the American people, and now we're going to accept Social Security and Medicare being cut. I say no. We're spending more on those wars over there than we're spending on Social Security.
Our own people.
Do not allow our government to do this. I plead to your audience. Get with your senators and congressmen saying you better not cut Social Security and Medicare. We have red ink, all right. There's no doubt about it. The deficit is horrible. And it's all attributable to George W. Bush
right.
And Barack Obama obeying the orders of the Jewish elite and conducting these unconstitutional wars in the Middle East.
You just summed it up right there. That's it, Tex, exactly. Wow. Thank you for the gift of tonight's program. Just amazing material, as
well,
always.
Thank you for your courage, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right, my friend. Be well. Take care. God bless.
God bless you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Good night. Tex Mars. All right. We will pause and be back.